ISE 1. Task 1.
OK, so what's a crane fly? Does anybody know? In fact, they're often called daddy long legs, and that tells you something about what they look like. They look like rather large mosquitoes, but they've got very, very long legs. Their legs often break off because they're so long and fragile. There are over 14,000 different species of crane fly in the world, but I'm going to concentrate on European crane flies. The adults hatch in September, after they've lived under the ground for almost a year as larvae. That's young insects. If it's been a warm but rainy summer, then you get very high numbers of crane flies. Adult crane flies only live for about 2 weeks. The female adults lay their eggs under the surface of the soil and the cycle begins again. People think that they're not very useful for anything, but in fact animals such as spiders and birds like them because they can eat them. They're also useful because in their young form they eat dead plants, and so they improve the quality of the soil.
Now listen again.
OK, so what's a crane fly? Does anybody know? In fact, they're often called daddy long legs, and that tells you something about what they look like. They look like rather large mosquitoes, but they've got very, very long legs. Their legs often break off because they're so long and fragile. There are over 14,000 different species of crane fly in the world, but I'm going to concentrate on European crane flies. The adults hatch in September, after they've lived under the ground for almost a year as larvae. That's young insects. If it's been a warm but rainy summer, then you get very high numbers of crane flies. Adult crane flies only live for about 2 weeks. The female adults lay their eggs under the surface of the soil and the cycle begins again. People think that they're not very useful for anything, but in fact animals such as spiders and birds like them because they can eat them. They're also useful because in their young form they eat dead plants, and so they improve the quality of the soil.